there are acres and acres of unused land around highways across the country, in the medians, along the shoulders, and in the big loops made by on and off ramps. An organization in Georgia is offering an innovative way to help states use some of that open space, filling it with solar panels. Emily Jones of WABE and Grist reports.
Harriet Anderson Langford and Allie Kelly are driving the stretch of I-85 in West Georgia known as the Ray C. Anderson Memorial Highway.
So look, Allie, look at our beautiful work.
The highway is named for Langford's dad, Ray Anderson, the founder of carpet manufacturer Interface and an advocate for sustainability. So they made a nonprofit in his honor called the Ray. The organization made the road more sustainable, with pollinator-friendly wildflowers along the roadside, longer-lasting rubberized pavement, and at one exit, solar panels.
So this used to be a completely cleared 5-acre triangle of roadside.
Kelly is executive director of the Ray.
It was unsightly and it was eroding. And what it is today is a field of clean green energy.
The 2,600 solar panels generate 1 megawatt of electricity for Georgia Power's grid, enough to power just over 100 homes. Wildflowers grow underneath the panels.
The landscape has totally changed due to the public-private partnership that brings green energy to life on what was underutilized and kind of wasted public land.
As transportation departments across the country work to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, some are considering solar on their unused land. But that can be daunting, so the Ray and mapping company Esri made a digital tool to help. Eddie Lukemeyer of the Maryland Department of Transportation is working on ways to use solar to meet that state's ambitious goal of net zero emissions by 2045. He says the state has some 3,000 parcels of land along its highways, a number he finds daunting.
So when you look at 3,000 rows in an Excel spreadsheet and then you uncross your eyes, those are just numbers. Like, I don't have a column that says, are there trees on that parcel? Because we don't want to cut any trees down to put solar there.
The Ray's mapping tool could help. It finds the parcels of land where solar would work best. Planners can make a virtual mock-up to make sure the installation doesn't block a view or sit too close to the road. His department hasn't yet adopted the tool, but Lukemeyer says it will be useful.
It's really cool to be able to put that jumble of numbers into a program and have an output that is understandable by me, you, anyone that I want to show it to and say, look, this is what we want to do.
Here in Georgia, there aren't climate requirements like Maryland's, and there aren't currently plans for more roadside solar beyond the installation on the Anderson Memorial Highway. John Hibbard of Georgia's Department of Transportation says that most of the agency's unused land parcels are around 5 to 7 acres, the same size as the existing 1 megawatt solar installation.
1 megawatt, which sounds like a lot, really isn't that much. It's good, it's better than zero, but it doesn't compare with hundreds or thousands of megawatts.
The state's largest utility, Georgia Power, has prioritized bigger solar projects, huge fields of solar panels that can generate upwards of 100 megawatts. But Ray founder Harriet Anderson Langford says the small solar array is part of a broader project to showcase ways to make a road full of cars more sustainable.
We hope what we do is inspiring to some other places. That's our goal.
The mapping tool is free, and the Ray is working with more than 24 states to find potential solar sites. The group estimates there are more than 52,000 acres of empty roadside land in the continental U.S. that could be generating solar power. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Jones.